The Ulster Bank is about to announce its compensation scheme for customers affected by the major computer failure over the summer. Details are still under wraps, but we are already being contacted by people who say they've received £20 payments in their accounts. There's no official confirmation of that yet. The computer failure left thousands unable to access their own money, and the bank was widely criticised for its handling of the crisis. Have you received a payment today? Are you happy with it? 08459 555 5678. John from Crossgar is an Ulster Bank customer. Good morning, John.
Morning, Lisa.
So what's your account showing this morning?
Well, the early hours of this morning, it was showing an unidentified credit of £20. No idea where it came from. Then I heard, of course, that the Ulster Bank were announcing something today. I went back to the account about half an hour ago, and it's now termed as incident credit.
Now, we are still awaiting confirmation and the full detail of the compensation package, John, so this may be part of it and not the whole picture. But what's your reaction to that payment?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a bit of an insult. I mean, you know, you don't want thousands and thousands of pounds, but it caused me a lot of problems. Two things. I'm a freelance writer and I get paid via the internet, so I rely on stuff coming in, you know, online. It wasn't coming in, or it was slow coming in. I had an incident also during the period where I went to take some cash out through a credit card, and they charged me twice for it.
And
it took two days to sort out, but I was told by Ulster Bank, oh, this happens regularly.
Well, has that been refunded to you now?
It has, but at the particular time, because I couldn't get, you know, funds in on the through the internet, through online, it was causing a little bit of a hassle for a day or so.
I was just going to say that the economist John Simpson is also on the line with us, John, and you're listening to what John's saying there. What's your response?
Well, what I'm thinking is that £20 that we're now talking about, whatever it is, it's certainly an unexplained item, and it's presumably only a part of the whole package. In fact, one of the problems that the Ulster Bank faces is if they're going to think of a general payment to all customers, any sum of money will become a very large item in their accounts. They've set aside £28 million for the whole island to pay for the costs of the exercise. It's still to be shown whether that is going to be anything like enough. But we haven't got any clarity. The important thing, I think, is to distinguish between they're going to make sure that they haven't charged you extra on their accounts, and they'll sort that out. And I think what you've just heard from John goes in that direction. Then there's a question of will they reimburse you for any defined extra costs? Now, this question there is, can you measure them, and are they attributable to the bank stoppage? And then there's the third item, which is compensation. And I think the important thing in terms of this scheme this morning is this word compensation. The bank is certainly going to be in a very difficult position because compensation is going to be in the eye of the beholder as much as in the eye of the bank. And I think we're going to end up with the bank having some sort of formula that says we will deal with issues that can be quantified in a certain way. And if people are not satisfied, I fear we may have hundreds, if not more than hundreds, of complaints that are sent then to the Financial Services Ombudsman to be determined. Now, the Ulster Bank has no real choice on that. They can never put up enough money to satisfy some of the wilder claims, people who claim they had to travel around the world because so-and-so couldn't get money at the far end of the world. The bank is going to say, just a minute, all our customers have at least some duty to minimise the extra costs, and we're going to hear all sorts of stories, possibly complaints to the Ombudsman, and then ultimately possibly even court cases.
Simon Galloway's on the line. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
What's your experience?
I'm still awaiting £135 worth of charges being credited back into my account. And as I read yesterday, there was a journalist was offered £100 compensation almost immediately on receipt of a complaint. Now, I've complained in the branch and again had a bit of a rant via Twitter to Ulster Bank, and they responded again, said that no receipt of a complaint from me. You know, so the complaint was taken again this 4 weeks ago. Still haven't heard anything regarding my complaint into the charges, and the misadvice that was given both in branch and through their call centre. You know, like I say, £100, it was talked about by a journalist yesterday, I can't remember the fellow's name, and even this morning, you know, £20, it wouldn't, that's not going to cover the inconvenience of having to travel in and out of the branch, taking time off work. I think it's an absolute insult, to be honest.
Have you been offered any compensation at all yet?
I haven't checked my account now this morning to see about the £20 like most people are saying about, but, you know, I've heard absolutely nothing about it. You know, even during this time, I waited 4 weeks for a replacement debit card to be sent, which I lost, you know. So again, you know, I'm in and out of the branch trying to lift money out to go about my daily business, as well as that, you know, and as well as being £135 out of pocket for the charges.
Well, Jim's on the line, Mark's on the line, and William and Moira. Good morning, William.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty well disgusted if the Ulster Bank think they can get away with fobbing us off with £20 after what we went through, especially, you know, we were on holiday and we were left with our 3 week children and ourselves with no money in Spain, you know.
That must have been a nightmare.
It was, exactly. A late and daymare. but we were lucky that we met a young girl from Lisburn and she loaned us €300. And then that kept us going from the Thursday through to the Monday morning. And we were down to our last €5.30. And in fairness then, the bank decided to do something about it. And I found that there was a Western Union a couple of miles away. And I walked to that and they sent me through money then. But since we come home, they charged us, you know, £48 or £49 for sending the money through, and that was never refunded. But it's not so much that. Also, there were phone calls that had to be made and the cost of calls from Spain because of roaming charges. And also the fact that they just put £20 into people's accounts and no discussion, you know, it's an insult.
Well, we have invited the Ulster Bank on the programme this morning. We're still waiting to hear back from them. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
And what's your experience today?
I have had a credit of £20 put into my account dated the 30th of August and I'm insulted by it.
Why?
Well, I lodged a formal complaint with the Ulster Bank at the end of June and haven't even had an acknowledgement of that formal complaint. So for them to credit money into my account, how dare they? I'm infuriated at it. I have contacted the Financial Ombudsman last week. He is contacting the Ulster Bank on my behalf. It's not about the compensation. It's about the way they're treating people. So to put £20 into my account, I take it as an insult without even accepting a letter of acknowledgement that I have a valid complaint.
Well, how badly affected were you, Mark?
Well, my wages were withheld. I had to queue up to withdraw money, which had a limit on it, which my own branch had a limit of £500. Wouldn't have to withdraw any more than that. Having to take proof of employment and a wage slip in, it was infuriating. And that's not to include the full-on effects from that.
Jim's in Belfast. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm very, very disgusted, like other callers disgusted with the Ulster Bank. I'll just give you an example now. There was a certain, a writer who was offered £100. He wrote a letter of complaint and he got £100. Now the Ulster Bank is telling everybody else, unless you're a celebrity, all you're going to get is £20. Not only that, they have made a statement that there'll only be a certain accounts. Now, surely, if you're an Ulster Bank customer, it doesn't matter what account you have.
If you experience disruption, you feel you should...
No, yes. Now, I have an account in the Ulster Bank and I rang on the third day of the problem. And you get another point is, you get through to a call centre. Now, they employed a lot of temporary staff who didn't have the knowledge of how a bank was run. And when I asked the girl, could I draw a certain amount of money out of that account, I was told no, because we don't know how much you have in that account.
Jo's on the line and Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, Elisa.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I just feel completely so insulted. I have been with the Ulster Bank from primary school, and this bother with them, it's completely unacceptable. Lisa, how they can justify £20 as compensation is a joke.
How badly affected were you, Laura, during the whole upset?
They've left me now where I am in debt of my rent. I'm in debt of other bills like my phone, my Sky, everything. Because when I was using my card for even to buy shopping, the direct debit was registering, but it wasn't taken out of my account to let me know how much I had left. It was just keeping the same number, which was making me think I had more money in my account than what was actually there. And it left me then going into, I've never been minus in my account in the whole entire years I've been with them. And when I checked my account, they told me I was minus like £30-40. I was completely disgusted when I seen that £20 this morning. How is £20 supposed to help people who the Ulster Bank have left in debt?
Well, when you talk about your debts, your rent, your phone, your Sky, that all adds up, doesn't it?
It does. Like, Lisa, my rent was due last week. And don't get me wrong, yes, I could have paid it. But if I had paid my rent last week, that was leaving me and my four-year-old with no food in my house. So it was a choice, either go down and buy food for me and her and leave the rent and incur charges there, or pay my rent and live with no food for another week. And how they can justify £20 to fix all that?
Well, as I say, let's see what they say. We've invited them on the programme and we're still waiting to hear back. We understand this £20 could be part of a wider compensation package. If it went further, would you be happy?
It needs to go a hell of a lot further. Like that last gentleman on there said, you know, for them to turn around and say just because that fella wrote in a letter of complaint, he got £100. So if we all done that, will we all get £100?
But then there were also callers who have written in letters of complaint and that complaint hasn't been acknowledged yet, Laura.
Exactly. To me, like how long it's even took to get this £20, and if they do come out with, you know, that this is a wider range of compensation to come, how long are we going to have to wait for that?
Well, we're due to talk to our business correspondent, Kevin McGee, at 9:30. On Good Morning Ulster, he said it'll be £20 here and €25 in the Republic. And that's for anybody who had to visit the bank more than normal. It's not thought that everyone will get that payment. I know my mum and dad, they're both with the Ulster Bank and they checked this morning. They haven't had any payment. The bank will be able to determine who had to go to the bank more frequently than they would have in normal circumstances. And they will receive that £20 payment. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, how are you doing? Listen, just the Ulster Bank, I think it's an absolute disgrace that like that last young girl, Lisa, saying about her family and her child and about her rent.
A four-year-old child, Joe, 4 years old, they wouldn't be able to eat if she had to pay her rent.
Yeah, it's absolutely a disgrace. I went to a shop with my child, a 10-year-old, and to buy different things, and the child wanted an ice cream. And when I used my card, the card wasn't acceptable. Now, I had to walk out of the shop. I had no change on me. And it was near the end of the month, and there should have been plenty of money in it. And when I challenged the Ulster Bank, I got no satisfaction. I mean, to see the child's face coming out without an ice cream, it may not be a big lot to people, but it was a big lot to that child. I mean, when I went into the bank, it just kept getting fobbed off. I mean, and For the hand in £20 wouldn't put diesel in your car. At least it's right upstairs, food on your table. You mean, and that's all we're going to get? I mean, I'm not looking a fortune. You mean hundreds of pounds, but something substantial to everybody. And if you have a special account, you get more money. And if you've got a U4 school account, you get £20. I think it's an absolute disgrace. And we've considered time and time again to moving from Ulster Bank, and I think maybe this is the time.
OK, Joe, well, let's go back to John Simpson. What do you think, John, about what you've heard?
What I've heard so far,
gives me the impression that the Ulster banker has handled the whatever it's putting into accounts in the wrong way. We've waited a long time for them to become clear as to what they intend to do. The £20 sum that's now being talked about, some customers and some people have rung you up, that must be only, can only be part of whatever it is the Ulster Bank is going to say in its full statement. And because it's been put in the accounts without any explanation and without the full statement, people are now taking a very adverse view. They're being very critical. Is this what the Ulster Bank intends as a settlement of the thing? I suspect, to be fair to the Ulster Bank, that they don't intend it as a settlement. But on the other hand, it's up to them to explain their position and make it absolutely clear. The Consumer Council, for example, has been asking the Ulster Bank a number of questions about what it was going to do and what would happen. And the Consumer Council was asking a lot of the right questions early on, and we all were waiting and we're still waiting for the right answers, or for answers that will persuade us that this issue is being tackled systematically and positively. I mean, the examples that you've quoted of people with bills that should have been paid by the bank or not credited by the bank, there's no doubt about it. The bank will have to sort those out. It's where you get into where the people claim, well, really, I couldn't do this or that, and therefore I had to spend extra money. The example of the person on holiday who got money transferred by Western Union, that's a very interesting example and very constructive example. The charges of Western Union will have to be paid by the Ulster Bank, I would think, and because that's something that's very precise. The people were solving the problem very efficiently, and they solved it in a way in which cost them money. That was a very reasonable charge, and therefore the Ulster Bank presumably will cough up.